What blessing and huge opportunity is God giving you? Are you ready and prepared to receive it? Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson as they study the New Testament and reveal the inheritance you have through Christ. Now here's Gloria.
Pastor George is with us again, and we are talking about treasure. We're talking about what belongs to us. We're talking about what God's already given over to His children. Glory to God. It's called the blessing, and we're just looking at all that the blessing has to do with. And the blessing undoes the curse. It covers up, wipes out, does away with the curse.
Blessing undoes,
undoes the curse. I don't know if that'd be correct
that's good.
English.
Write that down.
It sounds good to me.
Blessing undoes.
Welcome, Pastor George.
Thank you, Sister Gloria.
We're having a good time, as you might guess.
We are. We're having such a good time that they made us start this broadcast because we started preaching before cameras were rolling, because we were talking about being heirs of God and how many people out there is unclaimed property. There's unclaimed freight. There's unclaimed treasure. There's unclaimed finances.
Unclaimed inheritance. That would cover this subject.
Last week I was talking about that man that they found frozen under a bridge in London, and he was heir to a $3 million inheritance, and he lived his entire life and didn't know it.
He didn't know
what belonged to him.
That's right.
And there are too many Christians right now that are frozen underneath a railway bridge, knowing what belongs to them, and we need to thaw out.
We were Christians quite a few years before we found out. But buddy, when we heard it, we took it. We didn't say, that's not our doctrine. We said, bring it on.
Bring
Hallelujah.
It on. I like that, Gloria. Bring it on.
Yes.
Bring it on. So we're here today.
You've got me all excited.
We're at the reading of the will.
Yes, amen.
And we started yesterday and we read seven scriptures of God. That's right, seven scriptures that talk to us about what belongs to us in our inheritance. And today we're reading again the will. I'm so glad that you're back. Glad that you're with us.
I'm so glad I'm back.
I'm glad you're back too, at the reading of the will. And so we're going to read seven more things that belong to us in our inheritance. And we begin with Ephesians 1:18. And it talks about the eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
Yes.
That you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
Amen.
So Gloria, we have to have knowledge of that. We need to know what belongs to us.
That's right.
Before I came here, I was a student at ORU. Before that, I lived in New England, and very early in my Christian walk. But when I first met Terry at ORU and I was introduced to the two of you and what you were teaching, I was so hungry for that. And Kenneth, when Terry and I guess we got the cart before the horse. I asked her to marry me before I talked to him. May I have your daughter, your daughter's hand in marriage? And we kind of late, but you asked. Yeah. So after we'd gotten engaged, I came here during the Christmas break with Terry from ORU. Sat down. We were out at Lake Arlington at the office there at the time.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Went back there all the way back to the end of the building to his office. You remember his office back there?
I do.
I sat down opposite him.
It was a little building, but it seemed big then.
It seemed big then. He asked me, he said, George, knowing that you're going to marry my daughter, he didn't say that, but he may have thought it, but he said, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to be? And I looked at him, I said, I want to be a man of God.
I didn't know that. You said that?
He said, I'm going to send you my Bible course. And Gloria, I thought maybe it's a pamphlet, a book, maybe something like this.
Yeah.
I got back to ORU after that Christmas break, and they called me from the post office, the campus post office. They said, come pick up your boxes. Kenneth Copeland sent me every tape set.
No CDs in those days.
No CDs. Every tape set that he had. It took three huge boxes. And you know something? I was talking to Richard, your brother, about that the other day. And Richard was there When Kenneth came back there and gave him the order, he said, Richard, I want you to send George Pearson's every series that I have. And Richard was the one who packed it up.
Is that right?
Yeah. He thought to himself,
did
who is this guy?
Did you listen to all of them?
I did. Every.
Did it change your life?
It did.
Praise God.
I listened to every last one of them. And I would say what I learned from that, Gloria, was what I learned what belonged to me in Christ. Mm-hmm. I learned what my inheritance was. I learned that I had dominion and authority over sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. I listened to the image of God in you. I listened to the integrity of the Word. I listened to the realities of redemption.
Praise God.
I listened to who you are in Christ. I listened to the power of the tongue. I listened to the healing power of God. I listened to every one of those. And I found out what belonged to me.
Praise God. Did it change your life?
It completely transformed.
Me too. It revolutionized me when I found out those things.
It really did.
But if you don't have light, you can't walk in light.
No, you can't.
And
so that's why,
what happens when you get the Word.
According to this scripture in Ephesians 1:18, that we have to know what our inheritance is.
Yeah, that's right.
So, in these last 15 minutes, they just gave me a card.
This says, you have to know, Amplified says, and understand. So the Spirit of God, it's not just reading words. The Spirit of God has to reveal those truths
to know
to you, the truth.
And understand.
Yes.
Our inheritance.
Glory to God.
If you look at your notes there, Gloria, and if you have your notes with you, you can look at them too. They're available on kcm.org. Go to the home page, click to the picture of Gloria and me.
These are great.
And it'll take you right to the notes. You can download them, print them, follow along the broadcast. Go back to the broadcast on kcm.org. They're all there.
Praise God.
They're all there for you. So we're going to go through these. There are seven of these from the New Testament today. Welcome to the reading of the will.
Yes.
Here is what belongs to you. In Matthew 25:34, the kingdom, it says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. The kingdom of God is our inheritance.
Praise God.
Woo!
That's right.
Everything.
Take it, he said.
Everything that's in the kingdom of God, the Amplified Bible says, inherit, receive as your own the kingdom prepared to you from the foundation of the world. You know, you and
that's
I
awesome.
Have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness.
Yeah.
And we've been
into the kingdom.
We've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. Translated.
Out of one into another.
Out of one into the other, into the kingdom of God. And everything in that kingdom is ours by right of royal birth, by right of the new creation.
Romans says, righteousness, here's the kingdom. Peace
there it is.
And joy in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Woo, glory to God.
Now, I did a little research here, Gloria, and I'm going to let everybody out there know this.
Okay.
If you want to know more about what is in the kingdom of God, go on kcm.org and look for the notes on 10 Days of Kingdom Prosperity. It's the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast that she and I did together. They are days 51 through 60. And you'll find out there an in-depth study of everything that's available in the kingdom of God.
Praise God.
So if you want to know more.
That we know.
That we know.
We might put a caveat there.
Yeah, let me put an asterisk there that we've done research, a lot of it, but I'm sure there's a lot more.
We're still researching.
We are still researching. But the kingdom of God is part of your inheritance. We've been delivered from darkness, translated over to the kingdom of His
praise
dear Son.
God. Oh, my.
Daylight, so that belongs to us.
Yeah.
In Romans 4:13, the world is our inheritance. Listen to this. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
Faith.
For the promise to Abraham and his offspring. Who are his offspring? We are.
We are.
That he would be heir of the world. Didn't come through the law, but it came through faith. So we receive our inheritance by faith, mm-hmm. and we find here that we are heir of the world.
Praise
That's
God.
Big.
That's about as big as you can get without a spaceship.
that's
part of
true.
The world, the space.
That's
so
true.
There you have it.
That's it. And Gloria, I did research. It's there in your notes. On the world word, the word world in the Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Greek, it is the word cosmos. And it means the arrangement, the order, the government, the adornment, the decoration, the arrangement of the stars, the inhabitants of the earth, the human family. But look at this. World means the ungodly multitude, the whole mass of men alienated from God and therefore hostile to the cause of Christ.
Well, that's some definition.
We have inherited the world. We have inherited the mass of men alienated from God, hostile to the cause of Christ. We have this harvest.
Praise God.
That is out there. That is ready for us to go reach them, take them, and bring them into the kingdom of God.
Fields are white with harvest.
Fields are white with harvest.
Hallelujah.
And I remember there is a word, and I keep hearing Brother Copeland say it over and over again. We are in the time of the greatest harvest,
harvest
that mankind has ever known. The greatest sweeping of souls yes. into the kingdom
Amen.
Of God.
Glory
he said,
God.
We are there now.
That's right. That's right.
And these people, these people are our inheritance. An inheritance in the sense of birthing new people into the kingdom of God, the world. And then I like this last one here. It says the whole circle
I like that too.
Of earthly goods, endowment of riches, advantages, and pleasures.
That's the definition of world.
That is something? The wealth of the sinner.
Yeah.
The wealth of the wicked laid up for the just. I've also heard Brother Copeland say this, that we are in the greatest time of wealth transfer in the history of mankind.
By the Spirit of God, he said that.
So everything in the world, you know, we are, Gloria, believing God. And Kenneth, gave us the assignment, gave the church the assignment to believe God for the next Citation 10 or whatever aircraft we need to get around the world in. Because we find ourselves
Amen.
In a place where we are in conflicting schedules with each other. We're going all over the
There's
place.
There's a lot of us.
And so he's given us that responsibility. And I was talking to Cody, my son-in-law, who is Billy Brim's grandson,
who is a jet pilot.
Jet pilot and my
That's
daughter's husband.
Convenient.
It's all in the family.
Yeah.
But he was saying to me the other day, because Cody is wanting us to look at a Gulfstream.
That sounds good. I'll use that. If you'll get one, I'll use it.
Okay,
when
Lord,
you get one,
you can use
I'll
the Gulfstream anytime.
Hallelujah.
And Cody told me, he said, there are so many airplanes that are sitting out there not being used because people can't, the
afford
world
it.
Can't afford to use them. They're just sitting there. He said he believes that somebody's going to give us a Gulfstream.
Somebody might see this broadcast and say, that's what I can do with that Gulfstream.
And that's
Hallelujah.
The world.
Yeah.
That is the
that's
wealth.
True.
The wealth of the wicked or the wealth of the believer laid up for the righteous to come into. And you know, Cody used the scripture. we're talking about the donkey and that Jesus told his disciples to go say, the Lord has need of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he believes that same thing.
Praise
but
God,
I agree. That's Gloria.
That's great.
That's our inheritance.
That's our inheritance. Praise
That's our
God.
Inheritance. Okay.
That's exciting, George. I like that.
What else is our inheritance? Titus 3, 6 and 7, eternal life.
Oh, that's the big one.
He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of His grace, He declared us righteous, gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. So we are inheritors of eternal life, and it's both in the quantity of life and the quality of life.
Yes, amen.
We have eternal life with Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever. But eternal life does not start the moment we die. Eternal life has begun.
That's right.
The moment we made Jesus the Lord of our lives.
Right. Amen.
So eternal life.
Born over again into eternal life.
Into eternal life.
Hallelujah.
And that eternal life has begun now, and we should be living that way here on this earth, the quality of life that you and I live. And Gloria, I must say that since I've met you and Kenneth, and since you guys have taught me, and I received all those tapes at ORU, and I've been listening through the years, I must say this, my quality of life has changed.
Praise God.
You and Kenneth have set a standard before Terry and me. You've set a standard before John and Marty, Kelly and Steve, all of the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. You guys have set a standard, and I'll say this right now, that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are marvelous parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and they set an example before us. And there's not a one of us
in this family
that's fighting it one bit. We want everything that you have in revelation from God. We want it, we want to live it, we want to operate it, and we look to you all as our example.
Praise God. Well, we're honored to be having such marvelous children.
Every one of you. Every one of them. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you this quickly. This is something that I was, during the break, I was back there. I checked my phone for messages, and long story short, I won't get into it because we're running out of time here, but Jenny sent me a copy of a text.
Jenny, our granddaughter.
Your granddaughter, Kelly's daughter, a text that she had sent Kenneth, and it was a text of a scripture that she had ministered to him. And she wanted me to do a drawing for Papa based on this.
Jenny is
being a spiritual person. Because he called himself Super Pawpaw. So she wants me to do a cartoon of him like that. But she sent me the text that she sent him, it was the scripture, then she sent me the response that he gave. And he in his response to Jenny, he said, "Thank you, dear one, for that scripture that you blessed Pawpaw with." All of us are so hungry for this. Quality of life that we live. And you can live that same quality of life. All you have to do is make Jesus the Lord of your life and know what's in your inheritance.
You know, when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, you get, of course, you get born over again.
Yeah.
But another thing you do is you're translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. And it's a difference between daylight and dark, as we say.
That's right.
Two different atmospheres,
two
places,
different
rules,
ways
power,
of operation,
ways
government.
Of operation.
I mean, it's just completely different from the Babylonian system.
But you have to grow up in that new system. If you have to have the word,
you really have
to learn how to flow in that new system.
Yes.
Get born again a lot of times, and they never learn how to operate in the kingdom they've been born into, so they don't enjoy the perks.
Just like a Yankee who came here to Texas had to acclimate to a new...
George was the Yankee.
A new culture.
That's right.
We have to acclimate to a new culture in the kingdom of God.
That's exactly right.
Okay, they've given me like a little time,
the more
3 minutes
left. The more we acclimate, the greater life is.
Hebrews 1:4. And listen, with all of the information that we have here, we don't get through it now, you can look at the notes because it's all on there. We have inherited the name of Jesus, Hebrews 1:4, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And then he said in Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name. Yeah. What Jesus did was delegate the use of the name of Jesus. And Jesus' name is above every name.
Amen.
It's above the name of cancer. It's above the name of lack. It's above the name of fear.
Debt.
It's above the name of debt. It's above the name of the curse of the law. It's above every name. And he's given you full use of the name of Jesus.
God. We have the name.
We are heirs of salvation. Hebrews 1:14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
We have an angelic team
ministering to the heirs of salvation. Salvation is soteria. It means deliverance, preservation,
good.
Safety, health. It means to save and rescue. It means that God delivers believers out of the destruction into His safety, and it means prosperity.
Praise God. Good things.
Then, Hebrews 6:12, we've inherited the promises of God. Be not slothful.
That's a good
scripture. But followers
of
them who through faith and patience.
Yeah.
I've heard you preach on the power of patience so much. What a power that is
it
undergirding
is
our faith.
It's a force.
It's a force from God that causes you to stand.
That's right.
And not waver.
Not quit.
Not quit. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. What
Glory
are the promises?
To God.
Promises of the Word of God.
Yes.
It says in 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So if we go to the last page, Gloria, in this last minute that we have together, look at your third page.
Okay.
Revelation 21, 6 and 7. You and I have inherited all things.
Wow.
He who overcomes shall inherit all things.
Oh,
and I will be
hallelujah.
His God. And he shall be my son.
Praise God.
And I like this, the NIV translation. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the springs of water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God.
Isn't that awesome?
And he will be my son.
Praise
we
God.
We are heirs of God, and we need to know everything that belongs to us in our inheritance.
So we can receive it.
So that
Glory
we can receive
God.
It.
Hallelujah. This has been great teaching.
God.
Let Pastor George know how much you appreciate all that he shared with you. Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
Rick has done an in-depth study of what happened in that time leading up to and including the Garden of Gethsemane all the way through the resurrection.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.
As we discuss,
a person's last will and testament reveals all that will be received from a loved one's life work.
That includes approximately $500 million in cash, 600,000 AAA-rated bonds.
Do you realize that you are an heir to a fortune? As a child of God, you have a royal birthright, a place in a family that owns and operates the universe. You are a joint heir to a great inheritance through Christ Jesus. The Heirs of God package is a timely teaching series on DVD or CD accompanied by study notes of each session by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. 10 messages that will open your eyes to all God has provided for you.
All I need you to do is sign here.
Don't leave your inheritance on the table. Receive your full benefits that Jesus paid the price for you to have. Understand God's will and your part in His plan. See yourself as God sees you. Receive your full inheritance today. Discover your royal birthright as a child of God. Order the Heirs of God package at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. Available now for £15. You'll receive the 10-day teaching series taught by Gloria Copeland and George Pearsons on DVD or CD, along with the study notes for each day. For more resources, go to kcm.org.uk.
Praise God. There's only one way to get your inheritance, and that's to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. In Matthew 25:34, it says, the kingdom, this is NIV, the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance.
Yeah.
Glory yep. to God. Take it. So you, if you want to be in the kingdom of God, there's only one door, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor George is going to lead us in prayer for those of you who have never made Jesus the Lord of your life. That's when you get born again. That's when the blessings become yours. That's when the curse is pushed off
That's
of
right.
you.
That's
Glory
right.
Glory to God.
You know, Gloria, I do have another quote of yours. Uh-oh. I was watching the broadcast a few weeks ago, and you said something that I think it's very important right at this moment for those who do not know Jesus. You said, it doesn't matter what is behind you.
That's right.
It's what's ahead of you that counts.
Oh, I like that, George. Thank you for
you like that?
That gloryism for me.
All you have to do
That's right.
Is ask Jesus into your heart.
Oh,
and that
God.
Everything in His kingdom belongs to you.
Amen.
His life, His love, His compassion.
Change.
And everything, all things
glory
are ours. And so let's do this right now. I want you to pray this after
Thank
me. Heavenly
Lord.
Father.
Heavenly Father.
I
receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Do something with my life.
Do something with my life.
Change it, Lord.
Change it.
And I will serve you.
And I will serve
you. And I will walk with you.
I will walk with you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
And I shall speak in another tongue.
And I shall speak in another tongue.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Receive it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Those of you that just made that commitment,
Praise
if you'd
God.
Write us, address is there. We've got this beautiful book for you. He did it all for you. Talking about your life in Christ. There's information in here about how to study your Bible, a couple of brochures, and you can get started. You can get
Amen.
In that place where you can learn all about
Praise
Jesus.
God.
Well, listen, this is Gloria Copeland.
This is
Pastor George. That's Gloria Copeland. Stay with us. We're reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. It's time to receive His love and live the abundant life God provided for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org.
God has a plan that is absolutely over the top. He has a plan for you. You're smarter than you know you are. You're stronger than you know you are. You're quicker than you know you are. You're richer than you ever dreamed you are.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Orlando Faith Encounter, Champions Gate, Florida, April 18th through 19th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. All of us know what it's like to go around in circles, to receive healing for one illness just in time to be knocked off our feet by the next. All too often, we don't actually know what it is we need to be praying for. Blind Bartimaeus had more problems than you can shake a stick at, but it was his sight that he needed. All the rest would fall in line. Let the Lord Jesus open your eyes to what you really need. You won't have to waste your life running in circles anymore.